Hello and a very choral welcome to Encore. I'm David Vaughan.
And I'm Patricia Goodson. And we've been listening to the opening of a Silesian yodel song called Hoi Hura Hoi by the composer Ottmar Macha.
A yodel song. Now that's something I didn't know, that they yodeled in Silesia.
Well, I didn't know it either. I did have some mountains, but it's hardly alpine there.
And I should probably add that Silesia is in the far northeastern part of the Czech Republic on the Polish border. I see that the original Czech title for these songs is Latian Yodel Songs, the Latian or Lašské region being now part of the Czech part of Silesia. Most of Silesia today is Poland. Before the Second World War, it belonged to Germany, so it's a very complicated history. Yodeling originated as a form of communication, didn't it? It was a way of getting messages across valleys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Things like it's dinner time, or my cow has gone missing, or it's a girl, or whatever.
Exactly. But I would hesitate to call this truly yodeling. I think calling would be a better translation, because yodeling is a rather specific vocal technique using falsetto, the artificial high voice, and Macha isn't using that here. Instead, he uses echo effects and folk-like elements that are typical of yodeling.
And I'm actually rather relieved that it isn't that falsetto. I think it sounds rather nice, to be quite honest. And the composer Ottmar Macha, he is from Silesia himself, isn't he? He was born in Ostrava in 1922 and happily is very much with us, living in Prague.
Sure, I see him at concerts every now and then. And, you know, he had really great success with these songs, which are written for children's chorus.
Let's hear another one. It's another yodeling song. Or calling song. This time it's called Hoyaya Hoyaya.
That was the Yitro Children's Chorus from Hradec Králové, directed by Jiří Skopal, with Ottmar Macha's Silesian yodel song Hoyaya Hoyaya on a new Amabile CD. Let's turn now to another contemporary composer, albeit one a generation ahead of Mr. Macha, Bohuslav Martinů.
And what we have here is a new CD called The Best of Concertos, featuring three concertos for various combinations of instruments. And Patricia, I think this is the first CD I've seen which actually has an advertisement for a restaurant on it.
Yeah, it sure does. It's a restaurant called Chicken and the Clockworks, which is in the Prague district of Žižkov.
Bizarre.
Yeah, and well, it was also the name of a poem and a song, whatever. Chicken and the Clockworks. And it just shows how odd things are getting in the music world, I suppose. And I can only guess that it belongs to the parent company that produced the CD, Levné knihy, which means cheap books, which, as you know, David, is a chain of discount bookstores here in the Czech Republic. And they have taken to publishing their own books and CDs as well.
And in this particular case, it looks as though they've bought the rights to some Russian radio recordings from the 1970s.
Yes, and the performances, of course, are excellent, though the sound quality is a little bit odd. We're going to listen to part of the slow movement of the Concerto for Flute, Violin, and Chamber Orchestra, which was written in France in 1938. It sounds like It was recorded in a bathtub, but I still find it rather compelling. And I just want to point out it's typical of Martinu's originality that the solo instruments don't even enter until after a minute or so of music, which is really unusual in a slow movement of a concerto.
That was the opening of the slow movement of Bohuslav Martinu's Concerto for Flute, Violin and Chamber Orchestra. The performers' names on this recording are given in Soviet-era style. R. Hoffmann, Flute, V. Zhuk, Violin and Chamber Orchestra. This on a new CD from Levner Knihy, which also features the Concerto for String Quartet and Orchestra and Concerto for Cello and Orchestra.
Well, let's turn now to a composer new to Encore, Pavel Vranitsky, who was born in Moravia in 1756, the same year as Mozart.
And I must say I was charmed by the program notes for this disc. So often CDs featuring the works of lesser-known composers strive to make them seem the equal of the great masters like Beethoven or Mozart, and it's usually quite a stretch.
Yes.
This essay respectively discusses the role of little masters, such as Vranitsky, without making any grand claims for them.
And yet you can hear why such composers were successful in their day. They write perfectly good music, and they can be listened to with pleasure today. So we have a new double CD from Supraphon with four of Vranitsky's symphonies. He wrote 51 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. He spent his career in Vienna rubbing shoulders with the likes of Haydn and Beethoven, and evidently respected by them. At Haydn's request, he conducted Haydn's Creation Oratorio, and at Beethoven's request, he conducted the premiere of the First Symphony.
And he lived at a time before the so-called Czech National Awakening of the 19th century, when educated and professional people still spoke German, as a matter of course, though, well, his family may have spoken Czech at home. Therefore, he spelt his name in the German fashion, that's with a W instead of a V at the beginning, for Vranitsky, and with a TS instead of a C, as it would be in Czech for the T sound there, Vranitsky. And it's under this spelling that he's probably better known internationally. Let's listen now to part of the first movement of his Symphony in D Major, Opus 52.
That was part of the first movement of Pavel Vranitsky's Symphony in D Major, Opus 52.